more about this K-Shot Easy podcast and shit. Let's get it. So listen, it's yours truly, it's B&B Buck, the battle rap. So, like I said, I've already given my predictions for Smack Volume 9 coming this week. Not this weekend, it's Sunday now, so we might as well just say this coming weekend. It's going down Saturday. I believe at 5 on the caffeine app. I was able to get that day off last minute, too. I was like, I need a 19th off. I want to see this card. But, let's see. 15 Minutes of Fame decided to drop an interview. An interview of a you know, past tweet Easy and K-Shot. See, I was only mentioning the diss track. You know, hey K-Shot, yo, that Bark ain't special now. Like, I was only poking fun at that. I didn't even know that K-Shot and Easy had a whole interview where K-Shot was just letting Easy know, like, bro, you not that crazy, bro. And Easy like, I will smoke your fucking, yo, so this shit was kind of built up beforehand, so yo, I like that. That's fire. That makes me want to see this battle even more. And the fact that they dropped it practically 8 days before the event, it makes sense. Makes me want to see the battle even more because K-Shara saying Easy ain't that crazy, but he don't think Easy's scary. And see that right there, I don't understand that because Easy has shown time and time again, like yo. He's a threat, bro. Like, no cap. Like, nigga has been a threat. He's been on it. Like, I keep flashing back to that Fonz performance. His first round. To this day, people still got him winning that battle. But Fonz the one that advanced. Respectfully. Like I said, Fonz did what he did. Like I said, I just feel like, yeah, Fonz may have won that battle, but I feel like Easy won the war because then Easy got. Like, there was stuff about Easy that made other people start coming out. Like, yo, this dude's fire. He is fire. Yo, K-Shot saying he not fire is crazy to me. Like, you can't tell me all this noise he's making. Come on, K-Shot. You gotta give some respect. But, I get it. K-Shot's not undermining the noise he's making. K-Shot just don't feel fear. He don't feel like this nigga can get him out of there. And see, that right there, I don't want K-Shine to feel that way, cause then we're not gonna get the best K-Shine. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried we're not gonna get the best K-Shine. Have you seen K-Shine's last two performances? That's the one thing I did see in the interview. He mentioned how his last performance was crazy with him and Luke Castro. Okay, we get that. That was a firing 2-on-2 battle. But we talk about singles. We ain't see K-Shine that was on the streak in a minute. That was on the street. That was on the winning street. I need to see that Saturday. Okay, so I was talking about you gotta show me. You gotta show us. You gotta show fans. We need to see that shine that was killing shit left and right. Like, I don't know what you gotta do. I don't know how, like, you know, K-Shot, I say the way he, you know, the way he picks his battles is you gotta make him piss. Like, he kind of gave that brief analogy kind of with Fonz. Like, he said, Fonz, you ain't really made me mad enough yet to want a battle. I can feel that. Like, if a dude don't really feel smoke with you, you know, it's not going to really be a good fight. The nigga don't really want to fight you. Like, it's not going to be entertaining for neither one of y'all, if anything. Either somebody going to get slumped, or ain't nothing going to happen. I always felt, you know, I don't want to use that analogy, but I did think of something along those lines, but I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to be too open-minded. But I will say that, you know, a lot of things are better when both parties are, you know, when both trying to, you know, things always go well when both parties are better. But, yeah, man. I don't need to see the old K-Shine. I really want to see the old K-Shine for this one. I want him to respect Easy. Like, I want him to respect Easy. And the best way to respect Easy is to come in there aiming to kill him all three rounds, man. You gotta get in there and kill him all three rounds. You can't give Easy a round. Now that I've seen that little... See, I was just gonna wait for the face-off to get inspired for this battle a little bit more than I already am. But nah, now that I didn't see that interview on 50 Minutes of Fame, the face-off is just a bonus. If they show off, if they show out in the face-off Friday, and I'm off Friday too because I got visitation with my son, good thing the face-off don't start till 9. Me and my son have our time together between 5 and 7. So I'll be fine. So I'll still be able to catch the face-offs, but that's just a bonus to what I've already witnessed. K-Shine already been talking. So now, I want to see... K-Shine's not one of the people that talk and don't back it up. He can be over... Now, he can get overhyped, and his material might not be the best. I've seen K-Shine do that. I've seen him his performance be more fire than his material. I've seen that. We've all seen that. Matter of fact, we call K-Shine one of the best performers until he battled. Well, he still is one of the best performers. He's just not the best. Hitman got that title after they battled. Which, by the way, that was another good battle for him. But Hitman was in a different bag that night. Just like he was in a different bag with Rock, like, Hitman realized, like, he can't just be known for just performance. He got to have bars just like everybody else. And it's not like he didn't always have bars. They just wasn't always, like, he got quotables. I'm not going to disrespect the man on here. He definitely has quotables. I mean, Hitman is one of the people that, you know, yeah, but, like, going, like, bars, like nowadays, everybody want to hear a lot of bars, you know? Not just street shit. Like, back in high school, I remember we loved hearing that street shit. We loved hearing shit. Niggas that relate, you know, just certain niggas was relatable as hell, you feel me? Dang, nigga, you would do that too? It's up, man. Like, I be here, but now it's like, it's not just about that. Like, yeah, we still enjoy that street feel. We always want to enjoy that street vibe. We still got to remember, we like bars. So, Hitman, he definitely showed us that he does have that in both his battles with Tay Rock and K-Shine. So. But that was still a good battle from K-Shine. But we need a good one for this one. I hope I see a good K-Shine Saturday. I won't be disappointed. I guess it won't be all bad, because I'm not going to speak on that, that's not for this channel, but really it's not for that podcast, that's not for this podcast, but with that being said, I just wanted to randomly speak on the battle a little bit more, for real. My predictions are still the same. I got Easy 2-1, K-Shine, prove me wrong. Don't let it just be hype. I want to see you get in there and kill. I want to see the muzzle come off. But then again, yeah, I don't want to go back to that either, K-Shine. Yo, let's not bring that back. That's years old, but it's funny how I mentioned, you know, take the muzzle off and... Back in the day, K-Shine bit a nigga in a fight. We not, but like, that's past. Don't come for me, K-Shine. I'm not making jokes. It did happen, though. It happened. But it's old shit, so don't come for me, alright? I just want to see you have a good performance. Not just a good performance, but I want to see you kill Easy. I want you to go in there and try to kill Easy. But I still believe Easy gonna get this one, too. But the small room, though, I don't know. I might have to have a little more free faith in K-Shine in the small room. K-Shine do cook crazy. Oh, he get busy in them small... Oh, K-Shine truly gets busy. Like I said, we need to see that K-Shine, for real. No cap. I'm gonna keep that in mind. I'm gonna keep saying it because I gotta speak it into. I gotta speak it into existence. We gonna see the best Kayshawn Saturday. I'm not even gonna say we need it. We're going to. I'm speaking. We're going to see the best Kayshawn. One of the best Kayshawn. We're not gonna see the best Kayshawn of all. No, nah. Not this night. This ain't the battle for that. Could be, but no. We need the streak. We need the streak, Kayshawn, to come in here aiming the smoky. And I believe we're gonna get that. And that's all there is to it. That's all I got for today. Tune in to Smack Volume 9, December 19th, at 5 o'clock or 4. I mean, I think it'll be 5 because it's only 5 battles. My bad. I disrespectful. 6. I mean, not forget the ladies. Y'all gonna put on too. No cap. But tune in. Caffeine. B&B. I'm signing out. Respectfully.